student's book, pages 98 and 99. Activity 5. Listen and read. Where was pizza first made?
Travel bug. Help! My family and I are thinking about going to Italy for a vacation. We only have 5 days to spend there, so we can't see everything. Where should we go?
Castle hopper. Hi, travel bug. You should definitely come to Tuscany. There's so much to do here, and everything is close by. Florence is the capital of Tuscany. It's known for its beautiful palaces, churches, and other buildings. Many of the most famous works of Renaissance art can be found here in the museums and galleries. You could spend 5 days just looking at the art in Florence. Siena is a beautiful medieval town. It's filled with incredible old buildings. If you have time, go to the Palio di Siena, a medieval horse race that's held twice a year. It's attended by thousands of people, so be prepared.
Seat 1A Flyer. Hey, travel bug. If this is your first trip to Italy, you should definitely see Rome. This city is known for some of the most famous sites in the world. The Colosseum, the Pantheon, the Spanish Steps, the list goes on and on. Vatican City, the smallest country in the world, is located inside Rome, too. And you can't leave Rome without seeing the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. The ceiling was painted by Michelangelo and is amazing. If you're in Rome, you could easily go on a quick trip down to Naples. It's been called the birthplace of pizza and is located on the beautiful Amalfi Coast. So you can enjoy your pizza while you sit and look out at the sea.
Getaway Gary 73. Ciao, travel bug. Rome and Tuscany are nice, but for something really unique, try Venice. Venice is known around the world as a floating city. Most of its streets are filled with water. They're called canals. To get around Venice, you can take a water taxi. Some of the most beautiful buildings in the world were built in Venice. There's the Piazza San Marco, a beautiful city square next to St. Mark's Cathedral. This site is visited by thousands of people every year. You can find some unique souvenirs here, too. You could get a necklace made of Murano glass, or you could buy one of those famous masks from the Venice Carnival. The masks are known around the world. They're worn during celebrations at carnival time here. Venice really is an incredible place.